Learning Sefer Tehillim. This is Shir number 9. We are using the Ma'am Loewe's commentary. May the learning of Torah be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinda Manila, of blessed memory, and myself and yourself for listening to this tape or CD or to our other Shiurim online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. We are using the Ma'am Loewe's translated by Rabbi Shmuel Yishalmi, and we're holding in chapter 18, Pasig 18. And the Pasig reads, Yatzileini me oivi oz mi sonai ki amsu mi meni. He saved me from my fierce enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. He saved me from my fierce enemy, which explains the previous Pasig. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He saved me from my fierce enemy refers to Shaul, whose hatred was fierce. From those who hated me refers to his other enemies. Some explain that these two phrases refer to the war of conquest by Yeshua. The Jews conquered 7 nations, that's my fierce enemy, and defeated 31 kings, those who hated me. Then again, my fierce enemy is identified as Doeg, the Edomite. He had brazenly challenged David on the halachic grounds for having begun to build the Beis HaMikdash in the middle of the Temple Mount. Those who hated me is identified as Achitophel. He was too strong for me in Torah learning. A greater sage whom David had called my guide and my familiar friend, as we will learn later on in Sefer Tehillim. Hashem saved him from the fierce hatred of Shaul and from all his other enemies, although they were stronger. Another reading says, because they were stronger and more courageous than me, I had a greater need to rely on God's help. The two expressions conveyed that David relied on Hashem, both when he was defending himself against his enemies and when he was attacking them. Some identify his son Absalom as my fierce enemy because he was brazen to revolt against his own father. Those who hated me refers to his many enemies who joined Absalom's insurrection. Another interpretation says Hashem anticipates some of the troubles of the children and afflicts the parents instead, whose strength and merit are greater. Thus David says, he saved me from my fierce enemy and from those who hated me, for they were stronger than me. How did he accomplish this? For he anticipated me on an alternative reading of the word Yekadmuni in the day of my calamity. And there by the later time too, Hashem was my support, as we will learn in the next pasuk. Accordingly, David concludes the present psalm by saying, great deliverance gives he to his king and shows loving kindness to his anointed, to David and to his seed forevermore. That's much further in this chapter, because there's 51 psukim in this chapter. To what can this be compared? A physician paid a visit to the home of a rich man, examined his son, and found his body to be infected with an illness. If the malady were left untreated, the patient would find it very difficult to fight against the malady later, when he'll be much weaker. So the physician administered a poison that would immediately intensify and arouse the still dormant malady, making it easier to cure. Pasuk 19, Yekadmuni biyom eidi vayhi Hashem lemishon li. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but Hashem was my support. On the day when my situation was deplorable, they came eagerly to confront me, as when the Ziphites came to Shaul to betray me, as found in Sefer Shmuel. But Hashem was my support. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, specifically refers to Doeg, Achitophel, and the Ziphites, who all conspired on ways to trap David and destroy him. Some perceive an allusion to David having taken Bathsheba. They confronted me with accusations for taking Bathsheba, but Hashem was my support by informing me through the prophet Nathan that Hashem also has put away your sin. You will not die. Pasuk is found in Sefer Shmuel. Why were his enemies too strong for me? For they confronted me in the day of my calamity. They would choose a day to fight him when he was ill or saddened or worried, and it is not the way of great warriors to fight their enemies at such times. But Hashem was my support. David also reviles his enemies for the following. It is accepted that one does not attempt to appease a person when he is angry, nor does one offer condolences and consolations when the body of the departed is still with him. The reason is that at that moment the mourner in his anguish may deliberately refuse to be consoled or to accept the justice of Hashem's ways. Not so they, his enemies, who confronted me in the day of my calamity. Nevertheless, even then, Hashem was my support. Pasuk Chaf, Pasuk 20. Yotzi'eni lamerchav yichaltzeni ki chafetz bi. He brought me forth also into a wide open place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. God brought me forth from conditions of hardship and distress into a wide open place. Thus David goes on to say, out of a place of distress I called upon Hashem. He answered me with divine relief. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Hashem saved me from my place of distress and confinement because he delighted in me. Some commentators are more specific. He brought me into the land of Israel, which is a land of delight, a good land and a large one. Some identify a reference to the land of Sichon and Og, which is as far as David fled from Absalom. Hashem caused Absalom to pursue him thus far and no further, so that he should not stop beyond the land of Israel. The land of Sichon is called the land of wide, large measure. He delivered me because he wanted me, Chavetz Bi, as a prince over Israel. Thus the word Bi alludes to the 12 Yud-Beis tribes. Some perceive an allusion to the Messianic age, for the numerical value of the words Ki Chofetz Bi is the same as that of Kates, the end of days. In the end of days, Hashem will delight in the Mashiach, a descendant of David. David says, Hashem bestowed a great kindness upon me by having taken me out of a place of confinement into a wide open space. For he delighted in me, he loved me, and he hated my enemies. Then again, the pasuk is read, he brings me forth into a wide open place, not into a place of narrow confinement. When he delivers me because he delights in me. Our sages teach that when a man is saved from peril, it is debited from his merits. In this sense, because he now has fewer merits, he is more confined than before. That is not so, however, if the salvation comes because of the person himself, due to his righteousness, because he delights in me, then he ends up in a wide open space. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Pasuk 21. Yigmaleni Hashem Ketzitki Kevor Yodai Yoshivli. Hashem rewards me according to my righteousness. He recompenses me according to the cleanliness of my hands. David proclaims that he was found worthy of divine help because he excelled both in matters pertaining to Hashem and pertaining to men. Hashem rewards me according to my righteousness because I fulfilled my obligations to Hashem by keeping the mitzvahs that are between a man and his maker, and he recompenses me according to the cleanliness of my hands in relationship to other men. My righteousness anticipates the following teaching of our sages. Based on the verse, and David executed justice and righteousness unto all of his people, as found in Shmuel Beis, they declare he administered justice to this one and righteousness, charitableness to that one. To the one litigant who emerged losing the case, David would repay from his own pocket. David alludes to six superior qualities of character. On account of them, he was deemed worthy of being saved from the punishing afflictions mentioned in these psukim. He begins by saying, Hashem rewards me according to my righteousness, namely that he was generous even towards his enemies. This is proved by shearing off a piece of Shaul's cloak rather than killing him, as we find in Shmuel Aleph. The second trait of excellence is indicated by he recompensed me according to the cleanliness of my hands. That is, he did not accept bribes. David is not glorifying himself when he says that Hashem rewards me according to my righteousness. The same holds true regarding his prayer when he says, keep my soul, for I am devout. lest it be said that David's success is as the success achieved by the wicked of the world, who are punished in the world to come, he says, Hashem rewards me according to my righteousness. Accordingly, our sages infer from here that a man is permitted to say to his children or to his students, in order they should learn to emulate him, I do this, so had my father done, so had my teacher done. Some explain David's words as follows. Hashem rewards me according to my righteousness. Now that he has been saved from all his enemies, everyone will acknowledge that the crown of kingship properly belongs to David. His deliverance is a true indication of his righteousness. Hence, Hashem has indeed chosen him to be king. Similarly, he goes on to say, therefore Hashem recompensed me according to my righteousness. We'll learn that in just a few psukim from now. Hashem did not do to me what he did to Sheol, who was removed from the throne after his first transgression when he said, I have regretted that I have set up Sheol to be a king, as found in Shmuel Aleph. Pasuk 22, Pasuk Chavez. Ki shemarti darche Hashem v'lo rashati milokoi. For I have kept the ways of Hashem, and I have not wickedly departed from my God. Now David explains how careful he was in matters between man and God that requires the observance of active and prohibitive mitzvahs. I have kept the ways of Hashem in fulfilling positive commandments, and regarding prohibitions, I have not wickedly departed from my God. Moreover, Hashem has rewarded me according to my righteousness. He recompensed me according to the cleanliness of my hands, even for keeping those mitzvahs that are mandated by reason alone. Why? For I have kept the ways of Hashem, and have not wickedly departed from my God. I also fulfilled those mitzvahs because they are Hashem's command, and not because my reason says so. The present verse also alludes to David's third trait of excellence, namely that his conduct emulated the ways of Hashem. Thus our sages teach, as he is gracious, be you gracious. As he is merciful, be you merciful. A passage that's found in Chumash Shemos. Unlike Sheol, who disobeyed the command of Hashem by relying on his own reason, as found in Shmuel Aleph, David was careful not to transgress the word of Hashem. I have kept the ways of Hashem and everything that he commanded me. Although he committed a sin against another man when he took Uriah's wife Bathsheba, I have not wickedly departed from my God in matters of belief. The fourth quality of excellence is that I have not wickedly departed from my God by failing in my obligations to him. Although I stumbled into sin in the matter of Bathsheba and Uriah the Hittite, even here I repented of my transgressions. In another case, David says, that I have not wickedly departed, this is from my God. Hashem helped me not to commit transgression. As our sages teach, every day the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, overpowers the person, and he would succumb if not for Hashem helping him. He goes on to say, I was upright with him due to his help, and with his help I kept myself from my iniquity. Yet Hashem recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands before his eyes. He rewarded me as if it had all been due to my own righteousness. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Pasuk 23. Kichol mishpatav negdiv chukosov lo osir meni. For all his ordinances were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. For all his ordinances were before me, at all times I placed them before my eyes, not to forget or neglect them, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I did not forget them or permit other things to replace them in my conscientiousness. David mentions ordinances which reason to insist upon, and statutes for which there is no known reason. He says equally, for all his ordinances were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. Thus his fifth virtue was that all his ordinances were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. He meticulously fulfilled Hashem's commandments. Although he was a king and had the right to issue commands to fit the occasion, he nevertheless guided himself by the laws of the Torah. As he goes on to say, your servant too is warned by them. In another sense he says, for all his judgments were before me. Even when he constrains and afflicts me, I do not rebel. Pasuk Chav Dalet, Pasuk 24. Ve'ehi samim imo ve'eshtamir me'avoni. I was upright with him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Now David alludes to the sixth of his virtues. I was upright with him. Although Shaul pursued me every day with murderous intent, I did not doubt the divine promise that I would become king. He does fulfill the commandment of the Torah not to raise doubts about the divine attributes. As it says in Chumash Devarim, you will be wholehearted with Hashem your God. Therefore I kept myself from my iniquity. I did not commit the sin of killing Shaul. Till now he has spoken of his faithful observance of the mitzvahs that involve overt actions. But in the present verse, he passes on to duties of the heart, declaring, I was upright with him in matters that involve belief, and I kept myself from my iniquity, from sins of faith and belief that blemish one's pure cleaving to Hashem. Some explain the emphasis of my iniquity by noting that different people are usually marked by different levels of innocence from sin, and that the severity of a sin depends on the person committing it. Accordingly, David says here that he kept himself from transgression in accordance with his stature, my level of iniquity. Then again he says, even after I had attained the spiritual level of uprightness, I was upright with him. Then too I kept myself from my iniquity. I did not rely on myself, but at all times remained on guard against committing transgression. Indeed, after I reached the level of uprightness, I began even more to fear blemishing myself with sin. So I kept guarded myself from my sins. When after much striving I had finally reached the lofty plane of being upright with him, and there was no longer a struggle between the body and the intellect, when the state of my body and of my intellect was transformed into a state of holiness, so that I was naturally guarded from iniquity, then Hashem recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands before his eyes, as we will learn this in the next pasuk. Hashem beheld before his eyes the struggle I had waged in order to reach this condition, and he recompensed me for it. He did not reward me for my righteous deeds themselves that followed, but for the preparatory travail. I was upright with him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. I was upright with Hashem, and did not waver my faith even in the most difficult times, and I was always apprehensive of committing some sin. Some explain that I've kept myself from my iniquity alludes specifically to David's forbearance towards Shaul on the occasion when he said, Hashem forbid it to me that I should put forth my hand against the Lord's anointed, as we find this pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. Others say that it also refers to his forbearance towards Nabal, as he said, blessed be Hashem that had pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal and had kept his servant from evil. Again, this is a pasuk that's found in Shmuel Aleph. Pasuk Chaf Hei, Pasuk 25. By Yoshev Hashem li kitzidki chavor yodai dineged einav. Therefore Hashem recompense me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands before his eyes. Hashem recompense me according to my righteousness. Hashem repaid me for what he said when Shaul fell into his hands. And Hashem will render to every man his righteousness and his faithfulness. For as much as Hashem delivered you into my hand today, and I would not put forth my hand against Hashem's anointed. Pasuk is found in Shmuel Aleph. Having now completed the listing of the qualities of excellence which he had incorporated into his conduct and character, David says that Hashem recompensed him in the merit of those virtues. In another case, David says that his reward consisted of having acquired those good character traits and correct convictions. Hashem recompensed me according to my righteousness. He bestowed upon me qualities of righteous conduct and according to the cleanliness of my hands in matters of belief and thought. All their details were before his eyes. Pasuk Chaf Vav, Pasuk 26. im chosid tischasod im gvar tamim titamim. With the merciful loyal you show yourself merciful loyal, with the upright man you show yourself upright. Here and in what follows, David explains how Hashem pays such person in accordance with his deeds and achievements, to the tzaddik for his righteousness and to the wicked man for his wickedness, with the merciful towards the man who acts magnanimously beyond the measure required by Torah law. You show yourself merciful by acting beyond his deserts measure for measure, with the upright man who overcomes his natural passions and stays just within the dictates of the halacha. You show yourself upright, you pay him in full according to his deeds, but not more than what he has rightfully earned. Pasuk does not say here simply tamim, upright, but gevar tamim, literally one who has overcome to be upright. This man was not by nature upright, but he had to overcome his natural inclination and become upright. Our sages teach that if one acts to render himself righteous, an angel is appointed that acts towards him in the way of the righteous. With the loyal, you show yourself loyal, continues what David said earlier, for I have kept the ways of Hashem, and I have not wickedly departed from my God, which is the measure of devout loyalty to Hashem. In other words, David says here, with one as devoutly loyal as myself who walks in your ways, it is fitting that you show yourself loyal. Therefore have you done on my behalf beyond the measure of the law. Because I was upright with you, it is right that you show yourself upright with me. Another interpretation of the words Gever Tamim Titamim, based on the association of Gever and Gibor, a man of might, reads, although David was mighty in conceptual power, he conducted himself with pure-hearted loyalty to Hashem. The present pasuk thus teaches more generally, if a man of such mighty intellectual gifts as David refrained from philosophical and metaphysical investigations, but remained upright and pure in his allegiance to Hashem, so must you conduct yourself with uprightness. The sages of the Talmud associate the first part of the pasuk with Avraham. He represents the trait of loving kindness, chassidus, and is thus called a chassid. The second part of the pasuk is associated with Moshe. Some say that with the loyal you show yourself loyal explains why Shaul was punished for his transgression more severely then David was punished for having taken Bathsheba. The reason is that is everything he did, David endeavored to make his actions conform to the standard of devout loyalty. Only in the case of Bathsheba, Uriah's wife, did he succumb to his natural impulse. But even here he repented at once, as it says, and David said to Nathan, I sinned against Hashem. Pasuk that's found in Shemuel. It was different for Shaul, who attempted to justify himself by offering various excuses. Again, we find this in Sefer Shmuel. Similarly, some infer the reason why David's rule endured and his dynasty was established forever, while the rule of Shaul was terminated, is that Shaul was harsh in his treatment of his enemies and never forgave them, while David was magnanimous towards his enemies. Since he acted beyond the call of duty, Hashem acted towards him beyond the strict demands of the law. Measure for measure with the merciful you are merciful. But Shaul was mighty and upright, and did not step beyond his harsh condemnations, so also you show yourself upright. Pasuk Chav Zayin, Pasuk 27. Im Navar Tis Boror Vim Ikesh Tis Tato. With the pure you show yourself pure, and with the perverse you show yourself subtle. Now David speaks of the pure and the impure in the realm of the intellect. With the pure who have perfected their ideas, you also show yourself pure. You may reveal to that person the secret parts of the Torah and its hidden aspects, but with the perverse
in deed and thought, you also show yourself subtle to match his perversity and to punish him in accordance with his sins. Pure is also conceived in the legal sense of not guilty. Hence the scripture says, exonerate the pure, but condemn the perverse in accordance with the law, in the same tense as he shall pay as the judges determine, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Shoftim. Based on these verses, our sages teach that when a person conducts himself in upright ways, then Hashem acts with him in upright ways. Circumstances are set in his favor. Thus it says in the case of Avram, walk before me and be wholehearted, and you will be the father of a multitude of nations. Pasuk that's found in Chumash Bereishis, who themselves are of upright character, but the depraved people of his generation perished, a reference to Sodom and Gomorrah. Towards a person of pure heart, Bar Lev, who is free of sin, you are to conduct yourself with benevolence and compassion, but towards one of perverse heart, you are to show yourself perverse, and deal with him in subtle ways that will make him suffer sevenfold for his sins. Thus it becomes clear that David lists six forms of divine retribution and means of punishment, and six forms of deliverance which saves him. Furthermore, he possessed six virtues and six merits, and on their account he was saved. The teaching of the present verse is seen reflected in Yaakov's conduct towards Laban. Just as Laban dealt with him cunningly, so he dealt cunningly with Laban. He also taught Rachel that with the pure you show yourself pure, and with the perverse you show yourself subtle. This is also said about Paro, with the perverse you show yourself subtle. Pasuk Chav Ches, Pasuk 28, Ki ata am oni soshia veinayim ramos tashpil, for you save the afflicted people, but you bring down haughty eyes. Until now, David spoke about reward for the righteous and punishment for the wicked. He continues by saying that it is Hashem's way to save the afflicted people, the humble and the helpless, and to bring down haughty eyes of the arrogant man. The arrogant man covets and lusts after what his eyes behold, and he follows the unruly promptings of his heart. At one and the same time that you show yourself pure with the pure, you show yourself subtle with the perverse. This was true with the splitting of the Red Sea, where you saved the afflicted people, the Israelites, and at the same time you brought down the haughty eyes of the Egyptians. The Zohar writes, David was the greatest of the kings, so how can he say such a thing, that you bring down haughty eyes? The answer is, for you have afflicted the people. David would debase and afflict himself. He would remove his royal garments, seat himself on the ground like a poor man, and recite the prayer of David, which we find later on, chapter 86. Incline your ear, O Hashem, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Hashem said to him, are you not a king, yet you pretend to be a poor man? So David immediately changed his prayer, and he said, keep my soul, for I am devout. Thus David encompassed all these things: royal grandeur, humbleness, and devout allegiance to Hashem. Similarly, the pasuk says, for Hashem is his judge, he puts down one and he lifts up another. This is found later on in Sefer Tehillim. That is, he does not need to downgrade one man in order to elevate another, but puts down this one separately and elevates that one separately. Another interpretation says, for you save the afflicted people. Not only did I deserve to be saved on account of my virtues, but you also help me in the merit of the Jewish people, who are an afflicted people in need of deliverance. But you bring down haughty eyes. You look down from on high and fix your eyes on the haughty in order to bring them down. Some read am oni as an afflicted person rather than people. You save the afflicted individual. Thus the scripture says about the spurned maidservant, to sell her to a foreign people, he will have no power, for he has dealt deceitfully with her. It's a passage found in Chumash Shemos. The scripture teaches that divine punishment fits the transgression. You bring down haughty eyes.
Pasuk Chavtes, Pasuk 29. Ki atu to'ir neiri Hashem Elokai Yagia Choshki. For you do light my lamp, Hashem, my God, does brighten my darkness. For you do light my lamp is in the midst of the darkness of affliction. You are my lamp and my source of light. My God does lighten my darkness. He illuminates the darkness when I'm in it. David is speaking about his war with Amalek at Ziklag, as it says there, and David smote them from the twilight even to the evening of the next day, pasuk that's found in Shmuel Aleph. Hashem had provided light so that he would continue the battle against them at night. Then again, for you do light my lamp, conveys that the royal line of David will endure forever, despite all the enemies who will arise in the course of time and attempt to exterminate his seed. Some will always survive. Thus, in the time Ataliah, when David's descendants were murdered, Hashem caused Joash to survive. As it says, however, Hashem would not destroy Yehuda for David his servant's sake, as he promised him to give him a lamp and to his children always, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Melachim. The same thing happened later when Pushtunai survived the Babylonian exile. Please turn tape over to side B. The present verse also indicates that David's shield had engraved on it the form of a menorah lamp. By means of this shield, he would be victorious over his enemies. David offered thanks and praise to Hashem for making him complete in body and soul. Regarding the soul, he says, "You do light my lamp because the soul of man is the lamp of Hashem," a pasuk that's found in Mishlei. Similarly, the scripture says, "The spirit of Hashem came mightily upon David from that day forward," a pasuk that's found in Shmuel Aleph. Regarding the darkness of the body, he says, "Hashem, my God, does lighten my darkness." Hashem caused even his body to be illuminated by spiritually to a very lofty degree. You light my lamp by revealing to me historic parts of the Torah. Hashem, my God, does lighten my darkness by guiding me safely through dark places that are strewn with obstructions. Due to man's material nature, he is not equipped to receive the divine light except through his intellect. Here the intellectual faculty is likened to a lamp that illuminates the darkness of the soul. As the pasuk says, the soul of man is the lamp of Hashem. However, the forces of gross matter envelop the lamp on all sides, and divine help is required in order to lighten the darkness. Accordingly, David says here, "You do light my lamp. This lamp disperses the surrounding darkness because you, my God, does lighten my darkness." Our sages teach, when a man is involved in Torah study for its own sake, Hashem enlightens his darkness. He does not commit iniquity and does not rule in Torah matters contrary to Torah law, halacha. For this reason, the pasuk says, "The book of the law will not depart of your mouth, and you will meditate v'gisa therein day and night." This pasuk is found in Sefer Yeshua. V'gisa is linked to noga, brightness or light. When Hashem sees a man's heart intellect toil for the sake of heaven, he proofreads his words. Even if that man does not possess the deepest knowledge of halacha, Hashem, as it passes his words through a filter, so that no ruling is contrary to the halacha, issue from his mouth. Another interpretation is that "you do light my lamp" refers to the time when David almost lost his life in battle, but Avishai, the son of Zuriah, succored him and smote the Plishtim and killed him. Then the men of David swore unto him, saying, "You will go no more out with us to battle, that you quench not the lamp of Israel." A pasuk that's found again in Shmuel Beis. Pasuk Lamed Pasuk Deri. For which you I can rush a troop, with my God I can scale a wall. With you, with your help, I can rush a troop and destroy it single-handedly. David was
Adeni Huatzani, Adina Huatzani, refined and powerful, who lifted up his spear against 800 whom we slew at one time, as we find this in Shmuel base. With my Hashem, I can scale a wall and capture it. Some link the term Arus to the root verb Rotsuts, to crush, and the pasuk reads, for with your help, I can crush a troop of my enemies. With my Hashem, with the strength of my faith in Hashem, I can scale a wall. If my enemies are enclosed within a walled fortress, I leap upon the wall and force my way inside against their resistance. A related reading says, when I was about to chase after my enemies, I sought your counsel. Thus it says, and David inquired of Hashem, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you will surely overtake them, and will without fail recover all, as the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph. With my God I can scale the wall. By the word of Hashem I captured all the strongly fortified cities. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Pasuk 31. Ho'el tamim darko imreth Hashem, tzurufo magin hu l'chol achosim bo. Hashem, his way is perfect. The word of Hashem is tested pure. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. Hashem, his way is perfect. The perfection of Hashem's way is in the abundance of his flow of beneficence. There is no lack in him, and happiness of the soul is to be found in him. The word of Hashem is tested pure. What Hashem says is pure utterance, free of all dross. His word is a shield for all who take refuge in him, for he promises and then fulfills his promise. Accordingly, our sages infer from here that the mitzvah of the Torah were given for no other reason than to refine the human being. What matters it to Hashem if one slaughters the animal from the front of the neck as prescribed, or one slaughters it from the back of the neck? Say rather that the mitzvahs were given for no other reason except to refine the human beings. Accordingly, it says in the Sefer Book of Iyov, Job, if you have sinned, what have you done against him? And if your transgressions be multiplied, what have you done to him? If you be righteous, what have you given him? Or what has he received at your hand? Again, this is a puzzle found in Iyov. Our sages have pointed to this particular example, slaughtering an animal in the prescribed manner, for by a small difference in the location of the incision, the animal is rendered kosher and fit for food. Otherwise, the food is non-kosher. Another reason is that this mitzvah pertains to a non-obligatory matter. There is no obligation to slaughter animals for food, unlike the mitzvah to pray or to recite benedictions. So one can readily generalize the principle to all other mitzvahs. That is the significance of the following by Rabbi Hanina ben Akashia. Hashem wanted to bestow merit upon Israel, so he gave them a plentiful Torah commandments, as it says, Hashem desired for the sake of his man's righteousness to make the Torah magnified and mighty, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. The term Tzurufa is also read in the sense of a sharp taste, as in the pasuk Tzurufa Imras Chamod, your word is exceedingly pure, for the words of the Torah are likened to candidum wine, which contains honey and peppers. Just as peppers are not edible except in combination with other words, so the Torah can be understood only by joining all parts of it together. As the Talmud says, the words of the Torah are poor in one place and rich in another place. Based on the meaning of Tzurufa as pure, the present pasuk teaches, if a man is pure, then the Torah makes him rejoice. But if he's not pure, it purifies him by reaching all the way down into the inner chambers of his belly to refine away his evil traits. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. Similarly, Hashem promised Avraham that I am your shield, the pasuk found in Chumash praises. Just as a shield deflects arrows and stones, so Hashem shielded Avraham and promised him that he would shield his descendants as well, when they occupy themselves with the Torah, for it says here, he is a shield for all who take refuge in Him. Hashem, His way is perfect. Everything that He does is done in uprightness and justice. The word of Hashem is tested pure, for there is no dross in any of His ordinances. Everything is straight and honest and faithful, pure and refined of all dross. Then again the singer says, although we see the righteous man suffer and the wicked man prosper, it is not a contradiction to say that with devoutly loyal you show yourself loyal. With the upright man you show yourself upright. For Hashem, His way is perfect, and there is no perversity and crookedness. If we fail to understand everything, it is due to our insufficient knowledge. The word of Hashem is tested pure. He promises and then fulfills His promise flawlessly. He fulfilled all the promises that He made to David. He is a shield for all who take refuge in Him, even for those to whom He made no promises. He helps them simply because they seek refuge in Him. Pasuk Lamed Beis, Pasuk 32. Ki mi Elokai mi baladei Hashem v'mitzur zulasi lo'enu. For who is Hashem except Hashem, and who is a rock besides our Hashem? For who is Hashem except Hashem? All the nations and tongues will acknowledge and acclaim you for the miracles and the deliverance that you will bring forth for your Mashiach and for the rest of your people that survive. They will declare, who is Hashem except Hashem? And your people will proclaim, who is a rock besides our God? Now that David has described the Creator by all the qualities mentioned above, he says that he has no co-deity and there is no God besides him. He thus rejects the view of the heretics who speak of two dominions. For who is God except Hashem, and who is a rock besides our God? Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Pasuk 33. Hokel hamazreini choyul vayitein tamim darki. The Hashem who girds me with strength and makes my way straight and upright. Here David begins to entreat Hashem to help him in the future as well, to give him the strength to vanquish his enemies, just as he had done before. He begins by saying, the Hashem who girds me with strength and might, which has been like an armor worn by a mighty warrior going into battle. He makes my way straight, that I may come out of every battle without injury. Then again, David thanks Hashem that constantly having to battle his enemies has not made him cruel. He remained as he was, upright. Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Pasuk 34. Neshave raglai kayolos v'abomosai yamideni, who makes my feet like hinds and sets me upon my high places. Whenever the need arose for me to flee, Hashem made my feet like swift running hinds' feet, and my enemies could not reach me. I stood upon high places where the enemy could not touch me. Here too David may be drawing upon the image of the hind that habitually flees to high terrain in order to save itself from predators. Then again, David speaks of running towards as well as running from. Hashem made me fleet-footed as a hind, so that I might quickly and easily reach the campsites of the enemy. But if they gained the upper hand, I could flee to safety. He would always make available enough high places as a safe haven. It's also indicated that whatever he pursued Shaul, he would at the last moment arrest his feet from continuing, like a hind that abruptly stops in its tracks. For he said, who can put forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be exonerated? A pasuk found in Shmuel Aleph. That is the intent of Abba Mosai Yamideni. Literally, he makes me stand upon my high places. That is to say, when even I had gained the high ground, an advantage in battle, I stopped rather than exploit my advantage to destroy the enemy. Pasuk Lamed Hei, Pasuk 35. Melamed Yodai Lemilchama V'Nichaso Keshes Nechushas Ru'osoi, who trains my hands for war so that a bow of brass is bent in my arms. Hashem is He who trained my hands to fight well so that a bow of brass is bent in my arms. He trained me so well that I can even bend and break a brass bow with my hands. David refers to the war against the Plishtim, where it says, And when David inquired of Hashem, he said, "You will not go up, make a circuit behind them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And it will be when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees that then you will bestir yourself." And David did so as Hashem commanded him, and smote the Plishtim from Giva until you come to Gezer, as found in Shmuel Beis. Thus it is that Hashem taught him to wage war. "A bow of brass is bent in my arms." David had breast bows hanging from the Tower of David. When kings of the nations came to him with their demands, they would behold the bows and whisper to one another, "Do you actually think that these brass bows are meant to be drawn and shot with? Why, no man living can bend a brass bow. They have been put there merely to frighten and threaten us." David would secretly listen to what they were saying. "Come forth, take hold of the bows and break them before their eyes." Some say that v'nachto, v'nichaso, connotes strengthening, as in watering her ridges abundantly, settling down nachas her furrows, found later on in Tehillim, by absorbing the water. Accordingly, the pasuk that says v'nichaso keshes nechusoy, so also our pasuk says that Hashem made David's arms as strong as bows of brass. Thus the Mishnah says, thus the Medrash says, one could more easily bend the bow than bend David's arm. Some associate the word Nechusha to Nachshon, the leader of the tribe of Yehuda. David was of his seed. "Who trains my hands for war? Because I had not studied the ways of war in my youth, Hashem himself later trained me for war. How? So that a bow of brass is bent in my arms. He imbued my arms with the strength to crush a bow of brass, or else his arms were able to bend a brass bow so far that the arrows would travel a very great distance and reach a place called Egos." A subtle reading of the pasuk yields the interpretation. Hashem brought about that David should encounter and subdue a lion and a bear, as found in Shmuel Aleph, so that later he would know how to battle his enemies. Hence the verse says first, "Who trains my hands for war?" So that afterwards a bow of brass is bent in my arms. Pasuk 36, "Vatiten li mogen yishecho v'mincho sishodeni v'an rascho sarbeni." You have also given me the shield of your protection, and your right hand has sustained me, and your condensation has made me great. You have also given me the shield of your protection against the blows of my enemies. At times arrows will pierce even the strongest shield, but the shield of your protection is strong enough to prevent any arrow from passing through. Your right hand has sustained me that I should not fall in battle, and your condensation has made me great. The humility you have shown in descending from on high to guide me has made me grow and develop. You were with me like a nursemaid raising an infant. Our sages elaborate. What does it mean that your condensation has made me great? Is there anyone more humble in his ways than the Hashem? One man says to another, "Come, let us make it our concern to beautify brides with jewelry. Let us visit the sick. Let us bury the dead. Let us console the mourners." But the other one says, "Look here, I am a rich and wealthy man. How can I go about doing these things?" But Hashem makes brides beautiful, as it says in the case of Chava, "And the rib which Hashem, God, has taken from the man, he made a woman, and he visited the ailing Avram." Shimon the Nazarite says, "It is the way of the world that when a student wants his teacher to instruct him in some subject, the teacher appoints a meeting place where the student must wait for him. But Hashem, blessed be He, said to the prophet Yechezkel, 'Arise, go forth into the plain, and I will speak there with you.'" When Yechezkel arrived, the pasuk says there, "Behold, the glory of Hashem stood there. Is there greater humility than this?" Another reading of the words "Va'an Voscho Sarbeni," says, your supervision bestows abundance over me. In a similar sense, the scripture says, and money answers all things, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Kehelis. Hashem helps and he is concerned to provide for every necessity.
Sig Lamed Zion,
pasuk 37. Tarchiv Sa'adi Saktoi Velo Ma'adu Karsuloi. You have enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. David pleads, you, O Hashem, who have done all this for me in the past, continue to do so in the future. He then goes on to petition for specific things. Enlarge my steps under me, that I may run with ease into battle against my enemies, or if need be, to flee from them. Let not my feet slip. You have enlarged my steps under me. Even when I found myself in a confined place, you enabled me to enlarge my stepping ground so that my feet did not slip. Some say that David is speaking of the time when he fled from the Plishtim. They had gathered against him after hearing that the people of Israel had crowned him as their king. As it says, and when the Plishtim heard that David was anointed king over Israel, all the Plishtim went up to seek David, and David heard of it, and went down to the stronghold. The person found a small base. Inside that stronghold, Hashem enlarged his steps. Pasuk Lamed Ches, Pasuk 38. Erdov Oyevai Vasigem Velo Oshuv Ad Kalosam. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn back till they perished. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them, as it says elsewhere, and David inquired of Hashem, saying, shall I go up against the Plishtim? Will you deliver them into my hand? And Hashem said to David, go up, for I will certainly deliver the Plishtim into your hands. And David smote them, as it says in Shmuel Beis. David is one of the four kings who pleaded before Hashem for some particular petition. They are David, Asa, Yehoshaphat, and Chizkiyahu. David asked that I will pursue my enemies and overtake them, and Hashem met his request. Thus we find that in the war against the Plishtim, David smote them from the twilight even to the evening, as it says in Shmuel Aleph. Asa said that he has no strength to kill, so may Hashem pursue and do, and his plea was answered, as found in the Divrei Yamim. Yehoshaphat said that he had no strength to kill or to pursue. I will chant songs of thanksgiving and you will act, and his petition was granted. King Yechezkiyahu said that he had no strength to kill, nor to pursue, nor to chant songs of thanksgiving. I will repose on my couch and you will act. His plea was granted, as found in Melachim Beis. David says, every time that I pursued my enemies, I would overtake them. Others overtake their foes at times, and at other times they are forced to turn back empty-handed. Moreover, I did not turn back till they perished. It often happens that warriors returning from victorious battles fall victims to an enemy ambush. But I would never return until I had totally annihilated the enemy. Some say that David is referring to the war against the children of Ammon, when they sent and hired the Armenians of Beis Rehob and the Armenians of Zobah, 20,000 footmen, and the men of Tob, 12,000 men, as found in Shmuel Beis. David waged a number of battles against them until he annihilated them. David also describes here three kinds of warriors. Some excel at pursuing the enemy, but they do not excel in battle. Others excel in battle, but not in pursuit. Some do not relent against the enemy until they gain total victory. Regarding all of them, David says here, I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them, and neither did I turn back till they were perished. Pasuk 39. Amchotzeim belo yuchlu kum yiplu tachas ragloi. I have crushed them so that they are unable to rise. They are fallen under my feet. I have crushed them so that they are unable to rise. Following the day when my vanquished enemies are fallen under my feet, they will no longer continue to raise their head. Thus it is written. So the Armenians feared to help the children of Ammon anymore. It's found in Shmuel Beis. Pasuk 40. Vatazreini chayul amilchomet tachriya komai taktoim. You have girded me with strength to the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose against me. For you have girded me with strength to fight battles. Some link Vatazreini to the root word zorah, to pour into. And the pasuk reads, you have poured strength into every organ of my body. You have subdued under me those who rose against me. You subjugate those who rise against me, and they bow down to me. Some read Tazreini as Tazruni, linked to a zir, a circular crown, and the pasuk then says, you have enveloped me with power and valor, and you have helped me. Pasuk Mem Aleph 41, V'oivai nosatali oref umisanei atzmisev. You have also made my enemies turn their backs to me, that I might destroy those who hate me. You have given before me the back of the neck of my enemies when they fled before me. You have given into my hand those who hate me so that I might destroy them. There thus came true for me the blessing of Yaakov. Yehuda, your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. A passage that is found in Chumash Bereishis. David says that when he vanquished his enemies, he did not annihilate them. He did not emulate the cruel kings of the nations, nor did he drive them out of their land. Rather, he placed them under his discipline and rule. Pasuk 42, Yishavu ve'en Moshia al Hashem v'lo onam. They have cried, and there's none to save them. They cried even to Hashem, but he did not answer them. Some say that this pertains to those who pray without devotion. But of those whose hearts are devoutly attentive to what their mouths bring forth, the scripture says, then will you call, and Hashem will answer. You will cry, and he will say, here I am, a pasuk found in Yeshayahu. Accordingly, David says, give ear to my prayer from lips without deceit. When will you attend to my prayer when it comes from lips that are without deceit? Pasuk Mem Gimel 43, V'eschokem ke'ofer al-pnei ruach ketit chutzos arike. Then I beat them down as the dust before the wind. I cast them out as the dirt of the streets. I beat them down as one beats down dust that has risen from the ground. I spread them thin and flatten them as one flattens clay that is placed over the streets, roads to cover them. Then I beat them down, alludes to the children of Ammon, whom David made pass through the brick kiln. I cast them out, alludes to the Moabites whom he forced to lie down on the ground. Pasuk Mem Dalet 44. Tefalteni merive om tizimeni lerosh goyim am lo yodati yavduni. You have rescued me from the quarrels of the people. You have made me the head of nations, a people whom I have not known serve me. You have rescued me from the quarrels of the people. You saved me from the warring nations. At all times you have made me the head of nations, so they would not rise in rebellion against me. A related interpretation says, you watched over me until I became the head of nations. Then it came to pass that even from far away there came a people whom I have not known to serve me. The Medrash says, you have rescued me from the quarrels of the people. David prayed that there be no cause for him to quarrel with them, or for them to quarrel with him. He said, I find it easier to rule over the entire world than to impose my rule on two judges wrapped in their judicial wraps. Whereupon Hashem said to him, go to them, for I have already appointed you as king over them. The meaning of this pasuk is this. Although David was greatly an expert in Torah law, he feared making halachic rulings when he sat in judgment together with two other judges wearing their judicial robes. For decisions are established in accordance with the majority view. And he could not impose his opinion. Then Hashem said to him, I have already appointed you king over them. As king, he had extrajudicial powers and could rule by royal edict. Another interpretation refers to the quarrel over David's legitimacy due to his descent from Ruth the Moabite. He was saved when the Sanhedrin of his day ruled that the law excluding Moabites from the congregation of Israel, as we find in Chumash Devarim, applied to males only and not to females. Hence, Ruf was properly converted. Accordingly, David says here, "You have rescued me from the quarrels of the people over my legitimacy, even though you have made me the head of nations. I was descended from the Moabite princes Ruth so that I should subdue them. For the handle of the axe to cut down trees is made of wood from the trees." David was, in fact, the head of the nations, for his dominion extended over many nations, as it says in Shmuel Beis, "And the Moabites became servants to David and brought presents." The 10 words of the present verse correspond to the 10 major enemies of David from whom he was saved. "You have rescued me from the quarrels of the people," refers to the enemies from among his own people. "And you have made me head of the nations," refers to the enemy nations whom he vanquished. It can happen that when military commanders contend among themselves for leadership of the armed forces, they may reach a compromise by choosing one who's not qualified to be the supreme commander. It was different regarding the choice of David. "You have rescued me from the quarrels of the people because you have made me the head of nations. Yet my fame was so widespread that there came a people whom I have not known to serve me." Pasuk 45, "L'shema ozen yishomu li b'nei nechor yichachashu li." As soon as they hear me, they obey me, the sons of the stranger cower before me. When they heard about my greatness, they obeyed my authority. Sons of the stranger are so fearful of me that they deny having wronged me. Pasuk 46, "B'nei Nechor yebolu v'yach regu mimiskerosehem." The sons of the stranger will fade away and come trembling out of their strongholds. The sons of the stranger will fade away from exhaustion and come trembling out of their strongholds. Even inside their fortified cities, they were overcome by dread and terror. Some read Yevolu as Yefolu, they will fall, and Mimiskerosehem is understood in the sense of Chigar, one who limps. They would be limp because they were afraid to stand erect before me. Others explain they were afraid of being trapped in their strongholds, as it says, "Like crawling things of the earth, they will come trembling out of their closed places." A pasuk that's found in Sefer Micha. We will continue Mitzvah Hashem in our next shir. We are learning Sefer Tehillim. This is Shir number 9. We are using the Ma'am Loewe's commentary. May the learning of Torah be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinda Manila, of blessed memory, and myself and yourself for listening to this tape or CD or to our other Shiurim online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. We are using the Ma'am Loewe's, translated by Rabbi Shmuel Yishalmi, and we're holding in chapter 18, pasuk 18. And the pasuk reads, "Yatzileni me oyvi oz mi sonai ki amsu mi meni." He saved me from my fierce enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. He saved me from my fierce enemy, which explains the previous pasuk. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He saved me from my fierce enemy, refers to Shaul, whose hatred was fierce. From those who hated me, refers to his other enemies. Some explain that these two phrases refer to the war of conquest by Yeshua. The Jews conquered 7 nations, that's my fierce enemy, and defeated 31 kings, those who hated me. Then again, my fierce enemy is identified as Doeg, the Edomite. He had brazenly challenged David on halachic grounds for having begun to build the Beis HaMikdash in the middle of the Temple Mount. Those who hated me is identified as Achitophel. He was too strong for me in Torah learning. A greater sage whom David had called my guide and my familiar
friend, as we will learn later on in Sefer Tehillim. Hashem saved him from the fierce hatred of Shaul and from all his other enemies, although they were stronger. Another reading says, because they were stronger and more courageous than me, I had a greater need to rely on God's help. The two expressions conveyed that David relied on Hashem, both when he was defending himself against his enemies and when he was attacking them. Some identify his son Absalom as my fierce enemy because he was brazen to revolt against his own father. Those who hated me refers to his many enemies who joined Absalom's insurrection. Another interpretation says Hashem anticipates some of the troubles of the children and afflicts the parents instead, whose strength and merit are greater. Thus David says, he saved me from my fierce enemy and from those who hated me, for they were stronger than me. How did he accomplish this? For he anticipated me an alternative reading of the word Yekadmuni in the day of my calamity. And there by the later time too, Hashem was my support, as we will learn in the next pasuk. Accordingly, David concludes the present psalm by saying, great deliverance gives he to his king and shows loving kindness to his anointed, to David and to his seed forevermore. That's much further in this chapter, because there's 51 psukim in this chapter. To what can this be compared? A physician paid a visit to the home of a rich man, examined his son, and found his body to be infected with an illness. If the malady were left untreated, the patient would find it very difficult to fight against the malady later, when he'll be much weaker. So the physician administered a poison that would immediately intensify and arouse the still dormant malady, making it easier to cure. Pasuk 19, Yekadmuni biyom eidi vayhi Hashem lemishon li. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but Hashem was my support. On the day when my situation was deplorable, they came eagerly to confront me, as when the Ziphites came to Shaul to betray me, as found in Sefer Shmuel. But Hashem was my support. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, specifically refers to Doeg, Achitovel, and the Ziphites, who all conspired on ways to trap David and destroy him. Some perceive an allusion to David having taken Bathsheba. They confronted me with accusations for taking Bathsheba, but Hashem was my support by informing me through the prophet Nathan that Hashem also has put away your sin, you will not die. Pasuk is found in Sefer Shmuel. Why were his enemies too strong for me? For they confronted me in the day of my calamity. They would choose a day to fight him when he was ill or saddened or worried, and it is not the way of great warriors to fight their enemies at such times. But Hashem was my support. David also reviles his enemies for the following. It is accepted that one does not attempt to appease a person when he is angry, nor does one offer condolences and consolations when the body of the departed is still with him. The reason is that at that moment the mourner in his anguish may deliberately refuse to be consoled or to accept the justice of Hashem's ways. Not so they, his enemies, who confronted me in the day of my calamity. Nevertheless, even then, Hashem was my support. Pasuk Chof, Pasuk 20. Yotzi'eni lamerchov yichaltzeini ki chafetz bi. He brought me forth also into a wide open place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. God brought me forth from conditions of hardship and distress into a wide open place. Thus David goes on to say, out of a place of distress I called upon Hashem. He answered me with divine relief. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Hashem saved me from my place of distress and confinement because he delighted in me. Some commentators are more specific. He brought me into the land of Israel, which is a land of delight, a good land and a large one. Some identify a reference to the land of Sichon and Og, which is as far as David fled from Absalom. Hashem caused Absalom to pursue him thus far and no further, so that he should not stop beyond the land of Israel. The land of Sichon is called the land of wide, large measure.
He delivered me because he wanted me, Chavetz Bi, as a prince over Israel. Thus the word Bi alludes to the 12 Yud-Beis tribes. Some perceive an allusion to the Messianic age, for the numerical value of the words Ki Chofetz Bi is the same as that of Kates, the end of days. And the end of days, Hashem will delight in the Mashiach, a descendant of David. David says, Hashem bestowed a great kindness upon me by having taken me out of a place of confinement into a wide open space. For he delighted in me, he loved me, and he hated my enemies. Then again, the pasuk is read, he brings me forth into a wide open place, not into a place of narrow confinement. When he delivers me because he delights in me. Our sages teach that when a man is saved from peril, it is debited from his merits. In this sense, because he now has fewer merits, he is more confined than before. That is not so, however, if the salvation comes because of the person himself, due to his righteousness, because he delights in me, then he ends up in a wide open space. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Pasuk 21. Yigmaleni Hashem Ketzitki Kevor Yodai Yoshivli. Hashem rewards me according to my righteousness. He recompenses me according to the cleanliness of my hands. David proclaims that he was found worthy of divine help because he excelled both in matters pertaining to Hashem and pertaining to men. Hashem rewards me according to my righteousness because I fulfilled my obligations to Hashem by keeping the mitzvahs that are between a man and his maker, and he recompenses me according to the cleanliness of my hands in relationship to other men. My righteousness anticipates the following teaching of our sages, based on the verse, and David executed justice and righteousness unto all of his people, as found in Shmuel Beis. They declare he administered justice to this one and righteousness, charitableness to that one. To the one litigant who emerged losing the case, David would repay from his own pocket. David alludes to six superior qualities of character. On account of them, he was deemed worthy of being saved from the punishing afflictions mentioned in these psukim. He begins by saying, Hashem rewards me according to my righteousness, namely that he was generous even towards his enemies. This is proved by shearing off a piece of Shaul's cloak rather than killing him, as we find in Shmuel Aleph. The second trait of excellence is indicated by, he recompensed me according to the cleanliness of my hands. That is, he did not accept bribes. David is not glorifying himself when he says that Hashem rewards me according to my righteousness. The same holds true regarding his prayer when he says, keep my soul, for I am devout. Lest it be said that David's success is as the success achieved by the wicked of the world, who are punished in the world to come, he says, Hashem rewards me according to my righteousness. Accordingly, our sages infer from here that a man is permitted to say to his children or to his students, in order they should learn to emulate him, I do this, so had my father done, so had my teacher done. Some explain David's words as follows. Hashem rewards me according to my righteousness. Now that he has been saved from all his enemies, everyone will acknowledge that the crown of kingship properly belongs to David. His deliverance is a true indication of his righteousness. Hence, Hashem has indeed chosen him to be king. Similarly, he goes on to say, therefore Hashem recompensed me according to my righteousness. We'll learn that in just a few psukim from now. Hashem did not do to me what he did to Shaul, who was removed from the throne after his first transgression when he said, I have regretted that I have set up Shaul to be a king, as found in Shmuel Aleph. Pasuk 22, Pasuk Chof Beis. Ki shemarti darche Hashem b'lo rashati milokoi. For I have kept the ways of Hashem, and I have not wickedly departed from my God. Now David explains how careful he was in matters between man and God, that requires observance of active and prohibitive mitzvahs. I have kept the ways of Hashem in fulfilling positive commandments, and regarding prohibitions, I have not wickedly departed from my God. Moreover, Hashem has rewarded me according to my righteousness. He recompensed me according to the cleanliness of my hands.
even for keeping those mitzvahs that are mandated by reason alone. Why? For I have kept the ways of Hashem and have not wickedly departed from my God. I also fulfilled those mitzvahs because they are Hashem's command and not because my reason says so. The present verse also alludes to David's third trait of excellence, namely that his conduct emulated the ways of Hashem. Thus our sages teach, as he is gracious, be you gracious. As he is merciful, be you merciful. A pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. Unlike Shaul, who disobeyed the command of Hashem by relying on his own reason, as found in Shmuel Aleph, David was careful not to transgress the word of Hashem. I have kept the ways of Hashem and everything that he commanded me. Although he committed a sin against another man when he took Uriah's wife Bathsheba, I have not wickedly departed from my God in matters of belief. The fourth quality of excellence is that I have not wickedly departed from my God by failing in my obligations to him. Although I stumbled into sin in the matter of Bathsheba and Uriah the Hittite, even here I repented of my transgressions. In another case, David says, that I have not wickedly departed, this is from my God. Hashem help me not to commit transgression. As our sages teach, every day the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, overpowers the person, and he would succumb if not for Hashem helping him. He goes on to say, I was upright with him due to his help, and with his help I kept myself from my iniquity. Yet Hashem recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands before his eyes. He rewarded me as if it had all been due to my own righteousness. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Pasuk 23. Kichol mishpatav nenegdiv chukosov lo osir meni. For all his ordinances were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. For all his ordinances were before me, at all times I placed them before my eyes, not to forget or neglect them. And I did not put away his statutes from me. I did not forget them or permit other things to replace them in my conscientiousness. David mentions ordinances which reason to insist upon and statutes for which there is no known reason. He says equally, for all his ordinances were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. Thus his fifth virtue was that all his ordinances were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. He meticulously fulfilled Hashem's commandments. Although he was a king and had the right to issue commands to fit the occasion, he nevertheless guided himself by the laws of the Torah. As he goes on to say, your servant too is warned by them. In another sense he says, for all his judgments were before me. Even when he constrains and afflicts me, I do not rebel. Pasuk Chav Dalet, Pasuk 24. Ve'ehi samim imo ve'eshtamir mi'avoni. I was upright with him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Now David alludes to the sixth of his virtues, I was upright with him. Although Shaul pursued me every day with murderous intent, I did not doubt the divine promise that I would become king. He does fulfill the commandment of the Torah not to raise doubts about the divine attributes, as it says in Chumash Devarim, you will be wholehearted with Hashem your God. Therefore I kept myself from my iniquity. I did not commit the sin of killing Shaul. Till now he has spoken of his faithful observance of the mitzvahs that involve overt actions, but in the present verse he passes on to duties of the heart, declaring, I was upright with him in matters that involve belief, and I kept myself from my iniquity, from sins of faith and belief that blemish one's pure cleaving to Hashem. Some explain the emphasis of my iniquity by noting that different people are usually marked by different levels of innocence from sin, and that the severity of a sin depends on the person committing it. Accordingly, David says here that he kept himself from transgression in accordance with his stature, my level of iniquity. Then again he says, even after I had attained the spiritual level of uprightness, I was upright with him. Then too I kept myself from my iniquity. I did not rely on myself, but at all times remained on guard against committing transgression. Indeed, after I reached the level
of uprightness, I began even more to fear blemishing myself with sin. So I kept guarded myself from my sins. When after much striving I had finally reached the lofty plane of being upright with him, and there was no longer a struggle between